The Curious Republic of Gondor, and Other Whimsical Sketches by Mark Twain, read by John Greenman. Section 1. The Curious Republic of Gondor. Note, most of the sketches in this volume were taken from a series the author wrote for The Galaxy from May 1870 to April 1871. The rest appeared in the Buffalo Express. The Curious Republic of Gondor. As soon as I had learned to speak the language a little, I became greatly interested in the people and the system of government. I found that the nation had at first tried universal suffrage pure and simple, but had thrown that form aside because the result was not satisfactory. It had seemed to deliver all power into the hands of the ignorant and non-tax-paying classes, and of a necessity the responsible offices were filled from these classes also. A remedy was sought. The people believed they had found it, not in the destruction of universal suffrage, but in the enlargement of it. It was an odd idea, and ingenious. You must understand, the Constitution gave every man a vote, therefore that vote was a vested right, and could not be taken away. But the Constitution did not say that certain individuals might not be given 2 votes, or 10. So an amendatory clause was inserted in a quiet way, a clause which authorized the enlargement of the suffrage in certain cases to be specified by statute. To offer to limit the suffrage might have made instant trouble. The offer to enlarge it had a pleasant aspect. But of course the newspapers soon began to suspect, and then out they came. It was found, however, that for once, and for the first time in the history of the Republic, property, character, and intellect were able to wield a political influence. For once, money, virtue, and intelligence took a vital and a united interest in a political question. For once, these powers went to the primaries in strong force. For once, the best men in the nation were put forward as candidates for that parliament whose business it should be to enlarge the suffrage. The weightiest half of the press quickly joined forces with the new movement, and left the other half to rail about the proposed destruction of the liberties of the bottom layer of society, the hitherto governing class of the community. The victory was complete. The new law was framed and passed. Under it, every citizen, howsoever poor or ignorant, possessed 1 vote, so universal suffrage still reigned. But if a man possessed a good common school education and no money, he had 2 votes. A high school education.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?